game day at the 2016 World Cup of Hockey and likely the final game day of the 2016 World Cup of Hockey. Perhaps being slightly presumptuous, but I'm comfortable in saying I think Canada wins tonight. Canada, Europe, 6 o'clock. We'll have it for you here on Sportsnet 96 of the Fan. Our pregame show gets going at 5 o'clock, live right here at Shanks on McLeod Trail South. It's Thursday, which means time to chat with our NHL insider, Renaud Lavoie from TVA Sports. Ren, as always, appreciate this, my friend. Look back to Tuesday night, win for Canada over Europe to open up the World Cup final. What did you make of that game?
Well, big issues left and right for Team Canada. I think they were surprised by how effective the European were playing, how fast they were actually at some point in the game, and it took them at least 40 minutes before realizing that there was a game to be played. Yes, they scored two goals in the first because, you know, they were able to capitalize on bad mistakes in the neutral zone by Team Europe. But that being said, I mean, face-off wise, Canada was not as strong as it was. They had issues on the power play. They had, I think, five face-off on the power play, and they were able to win just one. So you're not going to be able to score goals on the power play if you're win the puck on a win a face-off. So it was complicated. The good news is they played really well in the third period. That was, I think, a relief for a lot of people. But now we need to see how it's going to be tonight. I don't expect another walk in the park, to be honest with you. I look at what Europe did this morning at practice, and believe me, they're ready for that game tonight.
So give me the give me your feel as to both teams and their moods heading into this game.
Well, you know what? Yaroslav Halak two nights ago, or I should say two mornings ago at morning skate, was just awful. He couldn't save a puck. And, I mean, I know there's a difference between a practice in the morning and a game at night, but I didn't felt like Yaroslav Halak was really sharp on Tuesday. This morning, it was just unbelievable. I don't know if he allowed one goal, one puck in. And so that's a little scary for Team Canada. I think Yaroslav Halak is ready to battle tonight and be maybe the best player on the ice. Team Canada, it was, you know, your regular upbeat practice. Guys were, again, confident in their game. I don't see any problem with Team Canada for tonight. The only really thing that I'm going to focus on is face-off and really how Yaroslav Halak's going to play tonight.
It's funny. We talk about Canada not playing their best game. They still won by, I don't want to say they were dominant, of course they weren't, but they still won, you know, fairly convincingly on Tuesday. It's got to be pretty scary knowing that Canada can play a much better game, and also they're already up 1-0 in this series.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that, and that's part of, you know, their who they are, really. This is the best. This team is so special, so unique. There's seven players on that team that won the gold medal in 2010 and the gold medal in 2014 at the Olympics. So this group just want to win it all. Three major tournaments in 6 years. That's unheard of. I mean, Mike Babcock has a chance to go to history, too. That's I think, the biggest motivation for those players and for the coaching staff. Let's be honest, Pat, everybody wants to go home. There's a lot of people tired of being in Toronto. Not that Toronto is not a beautiful city or a great city. It was a great event, but I think that on the Canadian side, there's a lot of guys who think that it's time to turn the page. So it needs to start tonight. And that's why I think that Team Canada is going to be the scariest team tonight. They're going to battle hard, and they're going to start the game quicker than they did the last one.
So what are you expecting in tonight's game?
I expected a different start. Let's be honest. Remember what happened during last game. The first 30 seconds were all Europe. After that, they had a power play on a Brad Marchand penalty. I don't expect that at all. I expect players to be on their toes. I expect them to be way faster. But like I said, the scary part is Jaroslav Halak. If Jaroslav Halak is on top of his game, it's going to be a tighter game maybe than what we've seen. So my expectations are really clear. I know there's a lot of people who think that it's going to be a walk in the park. I don't expect that at all. And I wouldn't be surprised if after 40 minutes of play, we're in a tie, a 1-1 tie, or maybe a 2-2 tie game. We'll see what's going to happen in the third. I expect a win from Team Canada, but I do expect a big challenge.
With our NHL insider, Renaud Lavoie from TVA Sports, getting set for Game 2 of the World Cup Final tonight. And, Ren, I know Gary Bettman spoke earlier this week and talked about the future of this tournament, the future of this event. And he says that they are going to hold the World Cup of Hockey again. This is something that's here to stay. But from who you've talked to, what does the future hold in terms of what might this format look like? What might we might see change in the coming years here?
That's a great question, honest. First of all, what I expect is a city or a team to bid to have the event. Can it be two cities? That's possible too. So that's not something you need to look at. The league didn't change his mind. They really think that in 4 years, it will be a little bit like the Olympics. You have to bid to get the tournament. That's one thing to look at. The second thing, the North American team, 23 and under, I really think that everybody's happy about it. There's some people in the league who are saying it's not going to come back. There's others who think that they don't have the choice and put this team back on because it was a success. It's really Team Europe. I think the NHL wants another team from Europe to play in the event. If Team North America is not coming back, expect that there'll be a tournament to make sure that there's two teams from Europe playing in this event. So you'll see a battle, I'm pretty sure, between Czech, between Slovakia, between Switzerland, maybe Germany, to see who's going to come to the next event. I don't think we're going to see another Team Europe, to be honest with you.
So that's the future of the World Cup of Hockey, and I find that to be very interesting because, yeah, I think there's no doubt about it. They're going to tweak things a little bit. What about this and its impact on the Olympics? I know that what we're hearing right now on the future of the NHL and the Olympics, specifically for 2018, is not rosy. What's your gut say from who you've talked to? What are you anticipating now that the World Cup's almost done on the Olympic front?
So the real deadline, I know the league talked about maybe December as the deadline, but I think the NHLPA, the way they look at it, they're thinking the deadline to make a decision is more early February or sometime in February, and that the PA think that it's really at that time that the talks, negotiation between the league and the IOC will be really more serious is the right word. So it's really at that time that we'll have a better idea. Right now, as you know, the IOC they just don't want to pay the players' insurance anymore or the travel costs like it was in the last five Winter Olympics. If that doesn't change, there is no way the league will allow his player to go to the Olympics. And I'll be, to be honest with you, shocked that it happened. I don't think there's a big push from owners to stop the season again in 2018 for 2 or 3 weeks with early games on TV. I don't think it makes sense at all. So is it the end of the NHL at the Olympics? That's a big question. The IIHF said that if the NHL is not going in Korea, they won't go 4 years after in China. Bill Daly said yesterday that, or 2 days ago, that he thinks that China is still in play. But for any reason, I feel like I'm not convinced that it's going to work. Mm-hmm. I really feel that it's the end of the Olympics with the NHL players. But hey, I can be wrong. Things can change quickly, but I'll be stuck if it happens.
He is Renaud Lavoie, NHL insider from TVA Sports, Mondays and Thursdays here on the Big Show on Sportsnet 960, The Fan. Let's leave the World Cup and kind of the international talk for a second. Just a couple more topics I want to touch on with you. The NHL earlier this week kind of unveiled their plans for their centennial season and you know, kind of made some different plans as to what they're going to do and how they're going to go about things. One of the things that has been talked about is a potential outdoor game in Montreal, which I think would be outstanding. It's one of the cities that is yet to host an outdoor game. Seems like the Habs have played in every outdoor game, but they haven't hosted one of their own. But what are some of the challenges to make this actually a reality?
That's a great question. I think it's not going to be at the Olympic Stadium, which I think is still the best facility to have an event like that. If there's no roof, it would have been even better, but the league doesn't want to take that route, so it's not going to happen. The McGill Stadium, where the Alouettes are playing, I think is the best facility. One of the problems, though, is the number of seats. That could be tweaked a little bit, and the other possibility is to have a temporary stadium that was built for U2 a few years ago. It was a success, but that was during the summer and not at the end of November, where, you know, there's still a chance that you can see snow. So that could be more dangerous, and it's really costly. So I really think that there'll be an event outside in Montreal. I really think there'll be a hockey game. And the league's just going to say, you know what, maybe there'll be only 35,000 or 40,000 people in the stands. But at the end of the day, maybe it's a gift that the league needs to give to his fans. And it's not going to be a huge success when you think about the number of tickets that's going to be sold. But who cares? It's the centennial. I think the Montreal Canadiens fans deserve to have a big event, and it's the same thing in Ottawa when you think about it. I think the league is trying to find a solution to that problem. There's a lot of things on the table right now. Could it be only one game? Could it be two or three games the same day on November 27th, November 25th, I should say, 2015? That's Everything is possible, but they're going to make sure it will be a big event, and I think that the expectations for a lot of fans in Montreal is to have an outdoor game. If it doesn't happen, I don't know exactly what the league can bring to hockey fans in that area to make sure that they'll be happy. And I think that everybody who talked to the league already was crystal clear. If you don't come with an outside outdoor event, I'm not sure that people will be really happy about it. So I think the league understand that, and they'll make sure it's going to happen. How exactly, we don't know yet, but I'm more convinced that there'll be an outdoor game in November 2017 in Montreal, then I think that players will be back at the Olympics.
Okay, good. That's a good gauge, absolutely. And the rest of the centennial plans were rolled out. You know, Wayne Gretzky's going to be the centennial ambassador and a few other things. But they haven't necessarily kind of gone through everything yet. Anything that you'd like to see? Anything that you think would be really good to see for the NHL to celebrate 100 years?
That's a great question. I think there'll be something special at the All-Star Game in L.A. Because it's going to be in L.A., I expect something big, maybe the night before the event, or maybe the night before the skill competition. I expect, you know, the best players in the world that played the game to be there and to have a big ceremony there in L.A. So that's something that I expect. But you know what? It's not easy for the league to prepare big events because they need to make sure at the same time that all the broadcasters will be all in. And if it's costly, you know why it is. The more money it costs, who's going to pay for it? So I think what the league put out there 2 days ago is going to be really fun. It's going to be unique. It's really more right now what's going to happen in Canada, in Montreal, in Ottawa. Are we going to see more events in 2017? I think the league is still hoping to bring more special event for fans, but they're not. They still need to talk to a lot of owners and the governors to make sure that you know they're prepared to do all those events. Mm-hmm. What I'm happy is really to see Wayne Gretzky named the ambassador for you know all those centennial events. I think it's going to be great. And right now I think that the way that the league is doing is things is really interesting, and I think we'll have a blast in 2017.
Ren, as always, appreciate this, my friend. You enjoy Game 2 of the World Cup Final tonight, and we will talk to you again on Monday.
All right, thank you very much for that, and enjoy your weekend.
You as well. Ren Olivois, our NHL insider from TVA Sports. He joins us on Mondays and Thursdays here on The Big Show on Sportsnet 960 The Fan. We have got game number 2 of the World Cup Final tonight, 6 o'clock face-off here on Sportsnet 960 The Fan. Our pregame show gets going live from Shanks at 5 o'clock. Ren Olivois joining us down the South Street Burger Guest Hotline. Delight in a flame-grilled burger and choose from over 30 gourmet toppings. Satisfy your cravings with South Street Burger. Better burgers, fries, shakes.